Hi, everybody. I'm Bob Masalgo. Welcome to an in-studio session. We're in our Charlottesville studios with Roses Pawn Shop. They've got a new album called American Seams, available now on Capaco Records. The band's also playing tonight here in the Commonwealth at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. Coda and Marie from Chamomile and Whiskey are opening that show, and music starts at 7:30. Paul, welcome to you and the band.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us. Glad to be here.
It's so nice to have you here, and congratulations on the new album.
Thank you. We're real proud of it. It's been out now for about a month. It's getting some good traction and folks listening, so we're excited about it.
Well, let's hear a song from it.
You got it. This is called Darken My Door.
Rose's Pawn Shop is live in studio on WNRN, coming to you from our tiny Charlottesville studios. Congratulations on getting everybody in here.
Yeah, first thing. Made it happen.
Yeah, it sounds really good. That is from their new album, American Seams, which is available now on Copico Records. And they are also playing this evening at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. Music's going to start there around 7:30 with Coda and Marie from Chamomile and Whiskey playing as a duo. I want to go back a little bit. I know the band's been around for about 2 decades now.
Yeah, I've kind of started getting things rolling around 2006, so right in that 2 decade spot. And we used to come out here quite a bit. So,
well, it's nice to have you back again. I also noticed the band and yourself have been very busy over the last 3 or 4 years. You had a solo album in between the two Rose's Pawn Shop's album,
Marigold. I did. That's correct, yeah.
As the principal songwriter, how do you decide what is going to be a solo album song or a band song?
It's difficult. I mean, I kind of try to pile up songs. I'm trying to write all the time. And I wanted to do a solo record. And it's just kind of looking at all the songs and kind of seeing what fits together. For my solo record, I kind of leaned into more like a 70s folk rock thing, which is a little bit different than what Rose's does. So some of the songs just naturally just fit in that pile. There's others that could have gone either way, but we just kind of tried to pick the ones that were the most cohesive for each project. And then for the new Roses record, I did have a backlog pile of songs, but I did write a lot of new things really close to when we went in the studio as well, including that last one that was like written, like that was the last song written before we went to the studio. So, but actually Zachary Ross is here on electric guitar. He produced my solo record, so he kind of helped with that song selection as well.
Very nice. Since you mentioned Zachary, how about we go around the room and find out who is who on instruments here?
Sure. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, I'm Zachary Ross on the guitar.
And Paul Gavon on acoustic guitar.
Steven Andrews, upright bass.
Deacon on drums.
And Vito Gatilla on the violin.
Well, once again, it's great to have you here. Again, the new album's American Seams. Would you like to play another song for us?
Yeah, and I think we're going to go off script on the new songs right now. We're going to actually go back to a song from our first record. I thought it would be appropriate while we're in Charlottesville, because this was a song we used to play quite a bit back in our old touring here. So maybe a few folks out there might prick up their ears, ring a bell. So this is called The Arsonist.
You burned me on purpose. Still I don't leave. You're an old addiction, a strange disease. What we build on trust now melts in molten lies. The path of destruction's the beauty in your eyes. Eventually I'll be alright. Not tonight. Not tonight. One, two. Walking down Pacific, knife in my back. Staring, his mind of red and black. Looking for the arsonist, the one who set this place. He's hiding in the shadows, smile on his face. Eventually, I'll be alright. Not tonight. Kick you to the cold. I could never read
Rose's Pawn Shop is live in studio with us here on WNRN in Charlottesville. They're playing this evening at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. Music starting at 7:30. So great to have you guys in here. That song, The Arsonist, the title track from your first album, right?
That is, yeah. And it used to be one we used to kind of close out a lot of our shows with, and a lot of folks familiar with it. So I thought it'd be fun to kind of bring it back.
Yeah, great choice. Yeah. I know that you guys were really anxious to keep your live sound going on your studio record, this latest one, American Seams. So I know that you've spent a lot of time together in the studio.
Yeah, well, it was really kind of a compressed, like, 4 days that were really intense, just getting down all the tracks. And we all had kind of our own isolation area so we could record live most of it. So I liked how the record came out because it did sound like a live band and how we sound live in a lot of ways. There were, you know, some overdubs later, but a lot of it, of what you're hearing there, is just the band playing together live in studio.
Very nice. I know that there's also an interesting connection in that you recorded in the studio and by the former Doors guitarist, Robbie Krieger.
Yeah.
He's still the Doors guitarist, man. Well, what are you talking about?
Good point.
Actually, Eric Korn, our producer, he was, a friend of Robbie's and had that connection and, you know, just booked out that studio. And so it was pretty cool vibes in there. They got the Doors, like, platinum records on the wall and, like, a memorabilia.
Yeah, Ray Manzarek's old keyboards in there.
Yeah. Wow.
And Robbie stopped by and, you know, gave his seal of approval.
Yeah.
He was rehearsing his band down the hallway, and it was very cool to hear all those old guitar licks coming right back out. It
very
was cool.
I'm sure that was a real treat to be able to do it there.
Yeah, it was special.
Okay, that album is American Seams. It's available now on Copico Records. Would you like to play another song for us?
Yeah, I think we'll close it out with the title track itself. This is American Seams.
Down these American dreams.
Roses Pawn Shop is live in studio on WNRN. That's the title song to their new album, American Seams, which is available now on Copico Records. You can also see them this evening in Charlottesville. It's their only Commonwealth show this time around. They'll be at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall with music starting about 7:30, with Coda and Marie from Chamomile and Whiskey opening that show as a duo. It's so great to have you guys here. I've got one more question for you before you go.
And sure.
It's kind of a historical question. The rumor I hear about the band name is it has to do with a former partner trying to hawk your equipment. Is that true or false?
That rumor is true.
Is it?
That is true. In the early days of the band, there was actually a female singer that did harmony vocals and sang some lead with us. Went by the name of Rose. Won't give out the last name. But somebody in the band, I'm not going to say who, but somebody in the band made the bad decision. You're never supposed to date somebody in your band. It always... unless you're Fleetwood Mac. But yeah, it went horribly wrong, and one fateful night she did go and steal all the band's equipment and then go pawn it in North Hollywood.
Did you get it back?
We did get it back, and we got a good band name out of it. So
it all works out.
It all works out, and I think she's out there somewhere still smiling because we have to keep talking about her.
I'm picturing a wicked good revenge picture coming.
Paul, thanks once again to you and all of Rose's Pawn Shop for joining us today.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Once again, that show is this evening at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. Big thank you to Michaelyn for the video support from our WNRN staff and Jeff for his engineering work today. Also, thanks to all our WNRN members and listeners. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting the station. For WNRN, I'm Bob Masalgo.